What's life like in the largest refugee camp in Jordan? A few days ago, NewsHour special correspondent Kristen Gillespie traveled to the Za'atari camp in northern Jordan, where she met a woman trying to come to grips with her new and very difficult life there.
Did they bomb them today?
It's been months now since Dalal al-Absi last saw her husband. In January, she says, government forces attacked their village in a rebel-controlled area in southwestern Syria. Several of their relatives, including children, were killed. A short time later, she fled the country with her own kids. Her husband stayed behind.
I came to Jordan in spite of myself. I didn't want to come, but my husband made me for the sake of our children, so that they can stay safe. He saw his brother's children getting killed, and he told me to run.
This is where she came, to the Za'atari refugee camp, about 10 miles across the border from Syria in northern Jordan. The camp opened only a year ago, but as the civil war back home has escalated, its population has swelled.
The camp has grown so large, to more than 120,000 people, that it actually feels like a city. Za'atari camp is today the fourth most populous place in Jordan.